Task 2. In this section, you will hear an interview with Sarah Morgan, an American businesswoman who runs a speed dating service in London. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, C means the text does not say. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
Hi, Sarah, and welcome to the studio. I hear you're running one of the largest speed dating services, Piccadilly SD, here in London. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have never heard of speed dating. Could you please first explain to us what it's all about?
Speed dating is a formalized matchmaking process or dating system whose purpose is to encourage people to meet a large number of new people. It is usually organized in a restaurant or a bar where men and women are rotated to meet each other over a series of short dates, brief chats usually lasting from 3 to 8 minutes, depending on the organization running the event. Actually, what usually happens is that the women sit down at one of the tables that are arranged in a line, and the men take turns to sit and talk to each woman. At the end of each interval, the organizer rings a bell, clinks a glass, or blows a whistle to signal the men to move on to the next date. At the end of the event, participants submit to the organizers a list of who they would like to provide their contact information to. If there is a match, email addresses are forwarded to both parties.
That sounds quite interesting. But how popular is it?
Well, as so many things, the idea came to Britain from the U.S. Well, not with me, of course, because we only started 2 years ago. I think the first such event took place at a cafe in Beverly Hills back in late 1998. It's become more and more popular, and there are lots of speed dating events in the United States, Canada, and now in the United Kingdom, too. Several speed dating events are targeted at particular communities. For example, for Christians, pensioners, or even for vegetarians only. Graduate student speed dating events are also more and more common.
And do you think it really works?
Well, some feel that speed dating has some obvious advantages over most other venues for meeting people, such as bars, discos, etc., in that everybody is supposedly there to meet someone. Unlike many bars, a speed dating event will, by necessity, be quite enough for people to talk comfortably. You know, speed dating is for singles, so it's a huge advantage that participants can come alone without feeling out of place. Alternatively, it's something that women who like to go out in groups can do together. Because the matching itself happens after the event, people do not feel pressured to select or reject each other in person.
But how? I mean, on what basis do people make their decisions about a partner in such a short time?
Well, the majority of participants say that the time is definitely enough to decide that someone is not your type, and thus you can eliminate the really hopeless cases. A 2006 study in Edinburgh, Scotland showed that 45% of the women participants in a speed dating event and 22% of the men had come to a decision within the first 30 seconds.
Is there any scientific evidence about the typical first impression preferences of women and men?
Well, a 2006 study at the University of Essex into these questions shows that a woman's age is the single most important factor determining demand by men, closely followed by how pretty her face is. Although less important than it is to men, age is still a highly significant factor determining demand by women. But facial features seem to be much less important for them. The same study found, however, that a man's height had the most significant impact upon his desirability for women, with a reduction in height causing a decrease in desirability at a rate of 5% per inch. It also found that dialogue concerning travel resulted in more matches than dialogue about films.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Hi, Sarah, and welcome to the studio. I hear you're running one of the largest speed dating services, Piccadilly SD, here in London. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have never heard of speed dating. Could you please first explain to us what it's all about?
Speed dating is a formalized matchmaking process or dating system whose purpose is to encourage people to meet a large number of new people. It is usually organized in a restaurant or a bar where men and women are rotated to meet each other over a series of short dates, brief chats usually lasting from 3 to 8 minutes, depending on the organization running the event. Actually, what usually happens is that the women sit down at one of the tables that are arranged in a line, and the men take turns to sit and talk to each woman. At the end of each interval, the organizer rings a bell, clinks a glass, or blows a whistle to signal the men to move on to the next date. At the end of the event, participants submit to the organizers a list of who they would like to provide their contact information to. If there is a match, email addresses are forwarded to both parties.
That sounds quite interesting. But how popular is it?
Well, as so many things, the idea came to Britain from the US. Well, not with me, of course, because we only started 2 years ago. I think the first such event took place at a cafe in Beverly Hills back in late 1998. It's become more and more popular, and there are lots of speed dating events in the United States, Canada, and now in the United Kingdom too. Several speed dating events are targeted at particular communities. For example, for Christians, pensioners, or even for vegetarians only. Graduate student speed dating events are also more and more common.
And do you think it really works?
Well, some feel that speed dating has some obvious advantages over most other venues for meeting people, such as bars, discos, etc., in that everybody is supposedly there to meet someone. Unlike many bars, a speed dating event will, by necessity, be quite enough for people to talk comfortably. You know, speed dating is for singles, so it's a huge advantage that participants can come alone without feeling out of place. Alternatively, it's something that women who like to go out in groups can do together. Because the matching itself happens after the event, people do not feel pressured to select or reject each other in person.
But how? I mean, on what basis do people make their decisions about a partner in such a short time?
Well, the majority of participants say that the time is definitely enough to decide that someone is not your type, and thus you can eliminate the really hopeless cases. A 2006 study in Edinburgh, Scotland showed that 45% of the women participants in a speed dating event and 22% of the men had come to a decision within the first 30 seconds.
Is there any scientific evidence about the typical first impression preferences of women and men?
Well, a 2006 study at the University of Essex into these questions shows that a woman's age is the single most important factor determining demand by men, closely followed by how pretty her face is. Although less important than it is to men, age is still a highly significant factor determining demand by women. But facial features seem to be much less important for them. The same study found, however, that a man's height had the most significant impact upon his desirability for women, with a reduction in height causing a decrease in desirability at a rate of 5% per inch. It also found that dialogue concerning travel resulted in more matches than dialogue about films.